Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I am very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Alexander Kleider, director of Berlin Rebel High School. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having the interview with me.
Just to start us off, would you like to maybe tell our listeners a little bit about the movie and what it talks about?
Wow, well, it's a documentary about a very special school, I think a very unique example of free education. It's a school which is organized entirely by the students themselves. So they pay the teachers, they decide on a democratic base. So it is like, I think a very unique alternative school where you can do like a real high school degree.
Was that what attracted you to the project, just the fact that it's so unique?
Yeah, of course, because I was always looking for like good examples in education, because we have a big crisis in education in Germany. I don't know where it is in other countries, because everything is about competition nowadays. Students getting stressed and can't handle all the work anymore. So I was looking for like alternative school models.
Well, I don't know about the problems in Germany, but I surely know that I didn't like school growing up, even though I liked learning. And maybe I could just refer to one moment in the movie where one of the teachers says, for generations, people have kind of been telling other people that learning is boring and it's associated with pain, whereas it can be quite a pleasant experience. So I think the school kind of...
So in state schools, like, I think we don't learn in a positive way. Learning is always connected to marks and results, and that stresses the students, and so they don't want to go to school anymore, and they don't want to learn anymore in the end. Mm.
Even architecturally, the school is not like what you would picture a school to be as, right?
Yeah, it looks more like a squatted house or like a youth club. It doesn't look like a normal school, which is also part of the story, because nothing reminds you to the old school, and maybe that also helps, you know, to create some new energy and see it differently.
I guess I don't really know about it very well, but it seems like even the wage system and just the way money is handled in this institution is kind of different.
Yeah, I mean, the entire financial system of the school is all funded by the students themselves. The school is not receiving any funds from the state, which is also very difficult. But on the other hand, the school is independent, and they can decide how they learn.
So if you could kind of like highlight a couple of challenges that this institution has, it would be funding, but also it would be maybe some students kind of have a habit of skipping class and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like when you enter this school, you experience freedom the first time in your life. So first of all, you have to handle it because you grew up by learning with pressure. And suddenly you're free. So usually, like, students have to adapt. But after a while, when they realize it is not about the pressure, it's not about the marks, it's about all the things out there in the world which are so interesting, then they start over, and then they create a new idea of learning. And that's the moment when the magic happens. And I think you can see it in the documentary. Suddenly they start learning, but out of their own will.
Teachers learning too. It's a work in progress, right?
It is, yeah.
But was it the same for you then, as a filmmaker?
Yeah, for me it was quite a risk. So I had many sleepless nights because I did not know if the students just getting lazy and drop out as well because they cannot handle the freedom, or if they go through this process. And fortunately, they had this transmission, and yeah, they were changing also like their personality.
Were they happy that you were filming them?
I could never make a documentary about people who don't want to be filmed. So they have to be interested, and they have to they have to be motivated to make the film. And they liked it because for them it was also kind of like a diary, like someone kind of followed them in their daily life, and I think they enjoyed it as well. But on the other hand, obviously they were a bit scared, because if I filmed them and they probably fail in the end, so everyone would see it. So it was a bit, Yeah.
Maybe they were inspired to do better, to pass, because you, you were filming them.
That's true. I think there is a little percentage. But on the other hand, I could not be there every day. I could not follow them 24 hours. So
how often would you follow them?
Well, it was within 3 years. And I always picked out like the moments which I thought are interesting, like also from a dramatical point of view. And so it was like every year, let's say 4 weeks.
And the right protagonists as well.
Yeah.
The stories you wanted to tell. And what about the school? Did they see this as an opportunity to kind of talk about it and share their model with the rest of the world? Even?
Yeah, I mean, I traveled a lot with this documentary, even to China and the United States, and people were always very curious about this school model and also very inspired. But I think it is a problem because, like, the educational system, you cannot change it from day to tomorrow, you know. You really have to... Yeah, I think it's an utopia. Yeah. And I think many people are scared to have a utopia like that.
Do you think that, having worked on this documentary now, do you see this as being a model that will eventually replace the traditional education system or an alternative?
Well, at the moment it doesn't look like. At the moment it's the other way around. I think it's getting even worse, like the educational system, because we think we can measure everything. And we see school education from an economic point of view, which is very wrong from my opinion, because it should not be about how to be successful. It should be more about how can you find what you like to do. It's about finding your own passion, and that's what it should be about.
I also, because we talked about a lot about the educational side, but some of the people that dropped out had their own very personal reasons, such as obviously bullying stands out. So, and one of the things that this film highlights is that there's a really warm community that develops, right?
Yeah, I think bullying is a result of competition. And that school, there is no competition, and that's why there is no bullying. Because the students are not fighting against each other or competing. They learn to work in a team and cooperate, and that makes them a team. And obviously you would not bully someone who has the same goal. So that creates a very warm atmosphere, and I think the film shows it, and you can feel it. And yeah, and I think that's a big difference.
So, final question: what did you like school growing up?
If I liked my own school, I hated school. I have to say, I did not like to go to school because all the things I actually liked to do, I didn't like anymore once it was a subject in school. So because it was connected to competition and it was very boring.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. I think it's a very interesting documentary.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Berlin Rebel High School and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.